This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Fighting between Israeli forces and Palestinian militants outside Gaza's largest hospital has prompted thousands of people to flee from the sprawling medical facility. But hundreds of patients and others displaced by the war remained inside, health officials said Monday. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday said that Gaza's largest hospital must be protected and called for less intrusive action by Israeli forces. Eilat, the southernmost town in Israel, has become one of the main hubs for evacuees from areas under rocket barrage from Gaza since the October 7th attacks. Now the town has become the target of drone and missile attacks, VOA's Natasha Mozgovaya reports.
When sirens warn of a rocket attack, residents of Eilat in southern Israel have about 30 seconds to get a shelter. But before a drone crashed into a school last week, there was no siren, just a whirring noise followed by an explosion. The drone, which Israel Defense Forces say came from Syria, damaged the building. There were no injuries. The Israeli resort city of Eilat was supposed to become a safe shelter for over 60,000 people evacuated from towns and villages in southern Israel that were under rocket attacks from Gaza. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Eilat, Israel.
Israel continued its military operations in Gaza on Monday, with northern Gaza showing signs of widespread destruction. Israel launched its campaign last month to annihilate Hamas, the militant group which runs the Gaza Strip, after Hamas fighters rampaged through southern Israel, killing civilians. Israel has ordered the total evacuation of the northern half of Gaza. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. Former British Prime Minister David Cameron has made an unexpected return to high office. He was appointed Foreign Secretary on Monday in a major shakeup of the Conservative government that also saw the firing of divisive Home Secretary Suella Braverman. It's rare for a former British leader and a non-lawmaker to take a senior government post. He led the government between 2010 and 2016 and triggered the country's exit from the European Union. Rishi Sunak was under growing pressure to fire Braverman, a divisive figure popular with the right wing of the governing Conservative Party, who drew anger for accusing police of being too lenient with pro-Palestinian protesters. Donald Trump Jr. got back on the witness stand in New York on Monday, this time for the defense in the civil fraud trial that threatens the family business. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump Organization Executive Vice President arrived at court without stopping to speak to reporters outside, where a handful of protesters shouted, "Crime family."
Crime family!
Inside the courtroom, Donald Trump Jr. quipped, "You thought you were rid of me, Your Honor." The former president's eldest son testified at the start of the month when the state presented their case that he did nothing wrong and was involved in deal-making, not the financial statements at the heart of the New York Attorney General's lawsuit alleging Trump inflated his wealth to get loans and insurance, something he denies. Julie Walker, New York.
The U.S. Supreme Court is taking an unprecedented step amid sustained criticism over some justices accepting undisclosed benefits from wealthy benefactors, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
For the first time, the High Court is adopting a code of ethics. That comes after a series of stories questioning some justices' ethical practices, many focused on Justice Clarence Thomas not disclosing financial ties with wealthy conservative donors. In a statement, the justices say the code essentially formalizes ethics standards they've long followed and is a bid to dispel any misunderstanding that they see themselves as unrestricted by any ethics rules. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Long-haul carrier Emirates says it will buy Boeing aircraft deal in a deal worth $52 billion. Emirates CEO and chairman made the announcement on Monday at the Dubai Air Show. He says the deal will see the carrier purchase 90 Boeing 777 aircraft. Emirates also plans to buy an additional 5 Boeing Dreamliners. The sales show how the aviation business has bounced back after groundings of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.